House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger, who gave the keynote at ECOT's graduation last month, seemed caught off guard at first when asked about the audit.
Well, I guess I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
But when asked specifically if ECOT should provide student logins to the state to prove attendance, Rosenberger said he wants to look at what he called the whole situation.
This is not just about ECOT. There's a lot of other schools that are involved with this attendance issue that we've been talking about that they need to kind of take a little bit of a step back and look at.
ECOT takes in more than $100 million in state funds each year. Its lawsuit against the state claims ODE's demand for student logins goes against the contract the agency signed with the e-school in 2003. In Cleveland, Karen Kassler with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.